This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I want to point out, I don't know what it is because I was looking at John Cena Tops Now cards, but Corey said, oh, we've got breaking news. And the way this day has gone, that feels like it's going to be bad.
I don't know.
Is Miro back?
This breaking news brought to you by Lucy. Adam Schefter is reporting the Dallas Cowboys and defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa have reached a four-year, $80 million deal that includes $58 million guaranteed and $20 million signing bonus.
Tell me those numbers one more time.
4 years, $80 million, includes $58 million in guaranteed money and $20 million in signing bonus.
Okay. Now that is some honest-to-goodness breaking news right there. All right.
And good.
I think
it's positive news.
I like this very much, and for a variety of reasons. First of all,
isn't that $5 million cheaper than we were thinking?
Yes, or, okay. Five years per. So this comes out to $20 million a year. Plus, I can see if you're Odighizuwa, the no brainer of hey, you can get $25.1 million guaranteed with the franchise tag, or you can get $58 million guaranteed. Now, for the Cowboys, here's why I like this a lot.
Good player.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about that first. I'm a numbers nerd. Yeah. I was going to dive right into the numbers. But
no,
you're
that's
right.
The first thing for me is always talent.
Okay, let's talk about the player. This is a player that we all think has been on the upswing, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and he's at a position that you desperately need on this team, both in terms of starting and in terms of depth. He's a very, very good player. So let's start with all of that.
Yeah, we're all happy that this player's back on the team. Mike is going to be happy that this player's back on the team.
Agreed. The thing that I was going to throw out there that I really like is $25.1 million was going to be your franchise number. That number you can't change. You can't fidget with it. That is a static number. But now at 4 for $80, my guess would be his salary cap hit comes in somewhere around 10.
Ooh.
We'll get more information about that once I see more about the structure of how everything is broken up or how the Cowboys decided to do that structure. But my guess would be 10 million. So like this morning when you're hearing about like, oh, Miles Garrett might be interested in the Eagles. How the hell do they do that? Think about this. The Cowboys just signed Osa and save $15 million, give or take, doing it. And that is the beauty of the long-term deal and how you can fudge those numbers all over the place. So I think this is a good, good, good thing for the Cowboys.
From the 901, and yet another overpay. He's good, not elite, and you gave him elite money.
So for that, at the 22 million mark, I think he was going to be like the 10th to 12th highest paid DT. I'll go double check on this, but I would assume this slides him more into like the 17th range. And so then that becomes the question. Do you think he's the 17th best defensive tackle in football? If not, then I could see how you think he's overpaid. If you think he's going to become the 8th best, mm-hmm. then maybe you took your chances and you're like, it's fine.
According to Marcus Mosher, Osa was number one in quarterback hits last year and fourth in pass rush win rate among interior defensive linemen.
Okay.
So that helps you in the it's a good deal for the Cowboys. It's a good deal for Osa. Both of them are going to be happy. Like you just pointed out, there's what, $20 million that they left on the table based on what we were kind of discussing there. And somebody said, doesn't matter, the Cowboys are still going to stink. And I just look at it and say, our biggest gripe about the Cowboys, aside from playoff success, has been the way that they manage their salary cap. And that forces bad playoff success. Whenever you don't have the teams because you couldn't go sign a guy because you had bad contracts on the books, you limit yourself offensively. You limit yourself financially. And the Cowboys have hamstrung themselves multiple occasions. This is a very good move for the Cowboys and for the player. It doesn't hamstring them a lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't handcuff them a lot to some things that they don't need. And it gives them some money to spend on some other players. I don't say it's turning over a new leaf or it's changing the team this year, but this is a good step in the right direction.
And it's a monetarily sound step. I like it. I really do. And if nothing else, this is a player that a lot of people like that is going to be staying on your team. So holy moly, we continue with all kinds of information today.
Yeah, don't forget about what's already happened, Kevin.
I know.
Everything's been bad so far. This is a good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Now Topps is trying to take my discount away too, Alec.
What? If you're out there right now and you're upset about this, hey, man, there's a lot of other bad things.
What the hell? How is that?
You know what? That is like somebody telling you somebody else's life is worse than yours. So cheer up a little bit, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay, Corey. Sport. Your crap that you're dealing with isn't that bad. But I'm just trying to be fair with the information that we're giving out there. This is a good, positive thing for the Cowboys.
I agree.
All right. Now we dive into what is on everybody's mind at the moment as we're looking forward, if you're involved in football season, and that is me asking all the combine questions. From the 4214, kids are starving in Africa, Corey. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. All right?
Okay, that's worse.
Don't try to plant. You're right. Don't try to plant crops in the desert.
That is objectively worse. I agree.
I don't think crops are going to grow in the desert. It's just anyway. Question number one: was Will Howard's performance so bad that you just completely blow off his regular season and his national championship?
It was. I'm going to say maybe. I don't want to say yes, but that was pretty bad.
How good was he during the regular season?
Phenomenal.
How good was he during the college football playoff?
Phenomenal. At the combine, he was the drizzling S.
It looked like he was intentionally throwing the game at the combine. Like that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
And I know there are some people like, I know Shedeur Sanders went out there and was trying to defend him. And he's like, hey, man, that dude just won a national championship. Why are y'all getting all upset about how he looked and working with receivers that he's never worked with before?
Yeah.
Not all these guys run great routes. So he was kind of giving that to them a little bit. But that being said, Will Howard had a very tough day, a very tough weekend.
He did.
So good luck. You know what, though? That does go. He might be the perfect example of, do you trust your tape or do you trust his combine performance? And somebody might end up with a good quarterback later down the road.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I trust the tape.
Mm-hmm. I've always been told to do that, and I'll continue to do so. Question number two: is a quarterback still the clear number one in this draft?
I think so.
Just because a team without a quarterback wants to go get its quarterback.
I do. Man, see, I think so.
The Titans, though, they're going to have to, I would say they have to trade out, right? Or do they say we're taking another one and Will Levis is no longer the guy?
I think they're done with Will Levis.
You think so?
I do.
Is it because their head coach said, what the F is wrong with you in the middle of a game?
And because they're like, hey, every two games you make this incredible throw that only a few people in the league can make. But all the other times, I hate the way you play football.
And your face. And that stupid mayonnaise commercial that you got.
I'm not going to say that's why they're going to draft a new quarterback. I'm not going to say that.
If a position not quarterback goes number one, what position will it be?
I'm going to say Travis Hunter. I know Abdul Carter makes a lot of sense, but with a foot injury, I kind of wonder. So I guess DB or wide receiver.
That foot injury is, he definitely needs to go somewhere around 12.
That would be great.
Probably no higher than 12.
If you draft him higher than 12, you're done.
Yeah, what are you even doing out there?
Okay, I gotcha.
This is always wild to me whenever there are a lack of quarterbacks that are really good, whenever you have a class that just might be the Jameis Winston Mariota draft class.
And there are a lot of people who feel that
way. And people still force it. Instead of going, is that the best player? Is this the number one overall player? They just force it and say, we got to go with the position. And that's one thing, Kevin, I wanted to kind of create with you at some point, maybe next year, a chart of positional value in the draft. Because I know we have the draft position value chart, or if you're one or if you're five.
Like the trade and stuff, yeah.
But like how valuable is quarterback versus running back versus safety versus offensive line? Because right now it is starting to look a little more like offensive line might be more important to the Cowboys in some other worlds. Question number three, you are perfectly comfortable with the Cowboys drafting a running back in the later rounds.
How later?
They pass on Ashton Jeanty.
I am okay with that. But how far do we get? Third round? Fourth round? If we go past the fourth round, I'm going to kind of freak out a little bit.
So you feel like they got to draft at least one running back to maybe pair with Rico?
Yes.
Because that we've heard some whispers that is a goal of the Cowboys to bring Rico back, depending on what money here. But you would like to pair a later rounder with him.
I would be fine if they took.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Like Ashton Jeanty, but if they skip it and they're like, we're going to go running back in the third, depending on the way the board falls, of course, I'm fine with that. I really am.
Okay.
Just because they have so many other needs.
Where do you lay down as their most? Because here's the other thing, too. When you're looking at the draft and you're like, man, there are 25 running backs that are all really close together. Ashton Jeanty, maybe that you feel like he's separated himself so far. 5'8 and a half, still so wild to me.
Sure.
It's just so wild.
Sure.
But then you watch the strength he plays with. You're like, I don't know, man. But let's say Ashton Jeanty is 10 points higher than the next one. And
okay.
We're going to get to that in just a second. Then you say, I got 25 other ones that I could get in second, third, fourth rounds.
Yep.
So let me go get a limited piece. Maybe there's an offensive tackle that's more valuable at that spot for you. And you're like, I can get that limited piece because I'm not going to find that elsewhere in this draft. And I can wait and still get a really good running back. That's, again, Kevin, this is where you have to trust that scouting department. You have to let them do their work.
I agree.
And give you the best information possible. So that you can get the right pieces.
I agree. Absolutely.
Omarion Hampton has now taken over as one of the top two running backs in this thing.
Can I just tell you, I get it. I hear the outstanding combine, but I'm not here for Ashton Jeanty is not running back one. Like, if you don't want to draft...
People are throwing that out there, and I was like, what?
I'm not here for that. If the Cowboys don't want to draft Ashton Jeanty at pick 12, like, let's just say no running backs go, and he's available at pick 12, and you're just like, I don't value running back at pick 12. I'm totally fine with that. But if you're like, we're going to take running back one, and it's this guy, I do not believe that.
Yeah, the thing that with what his combine did for me, because he's been a fun player to watch. Like, if you go watch his tape, he's an exciting runner to watch. But the thing with the combine, it just kind of bumped up his stock. But I don't think a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, now he's the best.
Yeah.
I think it bumped up his stock enough. Somebody's Mel Kiper has him projected at 12 to the Cowboys. That was on his February 25th mock draft.
That feels high.
February 25th, Mel Kiper already had Hampton going to the Cowboys.
That feels high.
Because maybe he was thinking that Ashton Jeanty was gone and the Cowboys would be that.
Okay.
They need it that bad.
I'm going to revise. And if I'm wrong on this, I will definitely own it. I value Ashton Jeanty at pick 12. I do not value another running back at pick 12.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that works. And that is offensive lines, definitely a place there. Linebacker, definitely a place there.
You might have to replace all of the right side of your line.
And I know that we just signed Osa, but man, if a Walter Nolan, and if you're excited about a defensive lineman like that again,
yes.
Go ahead and do that.
By the way, nothing about this Osa signing prohibits me from doing anything on the defensive line, whether it's because you want more depth alongside Osa, whether you don't know what's going to happen with DeMarcus Lawrence. It could be a bunch of different things. I'm fine with taking a defensive line.
CBS Sports projects, and this is as of like yesterday, Missouri's 6'4", 332-pound Armon Membo as offensive tackle for the Cowboys at 12.
Okay.
Guess where Ashton Jeanty falls to?
13.
No.
Oh, the Chiefs?
20.
Okay.
At Denver, which I as a just football fan in general, I would love it because Ashton Jeanty and Sean Payton together, Sean Payton loved Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, and he doesn't have that right now in Denver. He doesn't have an explosive Alvin Kamara. Mark Ingram was another addition that they worked to. They were perfect together. And I would like to see it just as a football fan because I'd love to see how they draw that thing up. But that's where we are right now. All right, that's it for Corey asking all the combine questions, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
The question of the day plus, should you buy this Cheeto? Next on The Fan.
Ooh. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. In case you've missed it, there has been a lot of freaking stuff already happening
today. Name one.
Oso Digizua signed is going to sign a 4-year, $80 million extension with the Dallas Cowboys, thus eliminating the need for the franchise tag with $58 million guaranteed. So we'll see what that cap number comes out for this year. My guess would be somewhere around 10, but it's going to be way, way lower than the $25.1 million of the franchise tag. Do you want to name two?
I just asked for one.
Okay. Hey, Alec. This is not
directed. You can do one for Alec, bro.
Alec, Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. And we'll see about Adolis Garcia because he has an oblique problem.
I'm panicking.
All right. We'll look into that. And Bruce Bochy said he's going to get checked out. He was scratched from the lineup today per Kennedy Landry. Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford here on the KNC Masterpiece. I saw somebody texted in, I think it was after the Kyrie news, that we quickly became the bad news show of record. So,
Alec, I want to tell you something. I know you had more to say there. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
That's okay.
When we first were thrust into drive time, we had three terrible things happen in the world. There was a Boston bombing. Mm-hmm. Pat Summerall passed away. And
a plant
in West Texas exploded. We are used to providing bad news. We're also used to providing great news.
That happened on back-to-back-to-back days.
3 days in a row.
People were like, I like you guys. You're just so serious.
Yeah, whenever y'all are on radio, horrible things happen to humanity. We're going to be okay. We're going to have, because we've also, since we started radio, Kevin, celebrated a Mavs championship, celebrated our first ever Rangers World Series.
Mm. True. And Cowboys exist.
A lot of other things. So, back to you.
Before we get to the question of the day and the coolest Cheeto you've ever seen, I got to get used to this. Because usually when I'm on the radio, I bring good news. I broke the Kyrie Irving trade right here on 105.3 The Fan whenever that happened on a weekend. That's why you got to tell Lowe listen on the weekends.
Heck yeah.
Broke the Christian Wood trade with Reggie Adetula on the night show. Broke the Jacob deGrom signing with Reggie Adetula on the night show. Broke the Brandon Cooks trade on a weekend at like 8 in the morning on a Sunday right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm used to spreading good news.
There you go.
You have good news for us now.
No, I actually don't. I do have a bad update for the Dallas Mavericks from Chris B. Haynes, senior NBA insider.
About PJ.
The Dallas Mavericks will be without Jaden Hardy for, quote, a period of time as he sustained an ankle sprain last night. He needed help off the floor as well. Didn't look pretty. He's going to be out for just a period of time. That
ankles
is the
are
only
important.
Yeah.
And look, I do not want Jaden Hardy running the point. I know some people were like, this could have been his shot. I've seen him play point guard plenty on his way up to the NBA.
Dude's a scorer.
Yeah.
He's a legit scorer.
But that still sucks. It really does.
So in that same vein, 877-881-1053, I want to try to spread some positivity with the question of the day today. What is something you're sports happy about right now? Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. It can be the OSA deal that you heard right here on The Fan. It could be maybe the Rangers. Spring training is back. Maybe there's a player that you're excited to see. Maybe it doesn't even have to be anything local. Maybe there's something going on in the world of sports that's even bigger that you're like, this is cool. I'm happy it's happening. I'm ready to be happy about sports again because DFW Sports is not really doing it for me.
I'm happy about the Stars power play.
Yeah.
Stars power play the last two games has been incredible. But realistically, since the beginning of January, it's been really, really good. And it has them still within striking distance of Winnipeg, even though Winnipeg before these last couple games had been playing unbelievably. So I'm happy about the Stars. I'm happy that Bischel's back. I'm happy about their power play.
There are two things I'm happy about. One, I am happy about the OSA signing because I think he's going to be fantastic in this defense with Eberflus. I think if you go back and look at the way that the Bears played last year defensively, you're going to be pretty pleased with what the plan's going to be, is whether or not Eberflus can get the talent that he requires for this. I really think it's going to be fun to watch. So I am excited about that. I'm also excited for my son, Carter. I know I told you last week that he started shot put. They've also thrown him on discus.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
And he told me yesterday, like he said, he threw the discus four times the length of our backyard. And I was like, that's actually, I have no clue how impressive that is,
but
he seemed very impressed with it, and his grades are getting back up. So that means he's going to be able to compete in the meets. And that's something for me that we've been working really hard with him. Like, hey, dude, I know football season's over, but you still got to keep your grades up. And now he has motivation for it. So I'm happy to see him. And I played Kevin some of my other son's music. And
you did.
Kevin, you seemed to like it. So.
I did. And then you cut it off to tell me some other story. And I was like, what the hell?
He was like, why'd you take that song away from me? I was enjoying it. I need to send it over to Carter so he can check it out.
Yeah, take that, child. 877-881-1053. What are you sports happy about right now from the 214? Happy that the NFL draft is around the corner, and it's a draft that can go a lot of different ways. So excited to see how this plays out. We were just talking about that, and Corey asked all the combine questions, how there's already conflicting opinions on things that we thought were set in stone just a few weeks ago. So, Reggie always said, it's lying season right now. So I love sifting through the rumors and all the smoke screens trying to decide what I think is real and what's not.
Quick side question, since you mentioned Reggie, do you want me to text you the same picture I sent Reggie last night?
Is it a Harambe picture?
No.
Oh, I would love that.
He just always has some Harambe thing on his mind. So
just like Bryce Harper.
That was a great song.
That was a terrible song.
No, it's not good.
All right.
You can send it to me. I'm scared.
Everybody wants to know now. What is it a picture of?
I want you guys to see it first. And don't reveal to the other one what it is, and then I'll tell everybody.
The hell is that?
I have so many
questions. Why did you send that to anybody?
Did you send it to him with no context like you did to okay.
No, so it's a picture of an adult cosplaying as Bert. And he's painted his whole face yellow. He has the unibrow. So this is something that I saw online and I decided to try it out with my brother-in-law. I sent him that picture and I said, consider this an effing warning. And then I texted him back.
I would be fearful for my life.
Yeah.
I texted him back and said, sorry, wrong person. And so in the little exchange I saw, the person was like, who's the right person for that?
Yeah.
He actually just didn't respond at all. So I want to find out if my wife gets like a call or a text from him today. Is like, hey, your husband might be having some problems.
Can you imagine getting into the shower? You pull your shower curtain back and that Bert is sitting in the bathtub and he's like, hey, Ernie. And like, now you got to deal with that Bert. That's terrifying.
Hey, Bert.
Need to tweet that out so people know.
I think I'm going to see that as like a sleep paralysis demon at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
In life.
Can I tweet it out? This is how the Mavs make me feel.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
The face that he's making is very like unpleased.
Kevin on Twitter. Okay. If you want to go find this picture that he's putting out there.
Yeah, let's see. From the 817, this is wholesome. They're excited about setting up their granddaughter's basketball goal. So they can have some sort of basketball happiness in their
life. Always fun.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
I really do enjoy, because once the kid gets an opportunity to, like, whatever it is, maybe a soccer net or a pitching backstop or something, they're out there for the rest of the day. They love it.
Let's see. From the 817, I'm happy that Luca is playing good and healthy. I feel like a lot of people share that same sentiment, too.
Do you think that's going to carry through into, because you're right about that. Do you think that's going to carry into the playoffs? Like, if the Lakers are, I don't know, in the Western Conference Finals against OKC, do you think people are going to be like actively rooting for the Lakers because they're rooting for Luka?
Yes, okay. But I do think it probably ends after this postseason.
Okay.
I don't think it carries over into next year, into next season, but I do think, especially if they stay at the level they are, and if they do make it to a conference final, then I think people are going to be uber invested at that point. Like, you may as well go win the damn thing at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then really stick it to Nico and to the Mavs and, you know, Patrick Dumont, all of that. I think a lot of people are going to be really bought in on that. But the 469 is right there in lockstep with you, Kevin. Liam Bischel coming back. Very excited about that. But
we need some damn physicality on this team, Alec.
Yeah, we do, man. From the 817, I like this. Happy that Io Sky won the Women's World Championship last night. I did not see that coming.
And did she win it clean?
Yes, pretty much.
Wow.
So there was a little bit of a scuffle between Rhea and Bianca Belair outside the ring that a lot of people were saying technically should have been a DQ because hands were placed on Rhea. There was nothing like a shove or anything. It was just like a hand was placed. I thought it was okay. But Rhea, she kind of stretched it out a little bit too long, kind of yapping at Bianca while she's on the top rope, trying to hit her finisher from the top rope. She literally lifts Io up, then puts her back down and says, "See you at Mania, Bianca," and then tries to hit it. It gets countered into a hurricanrana, then the moonsault, 1, 2, 3.
Ow.
So it was a little bit of overconfidence from Rhea.
Shocker.
Yeah, so that I did not see that coming at all. And CM Punk's promo was old school.
That I did hear about.
That was awesome. There was lots of bleeps that were not bleeped on Netflix. Thank you, Netflix. There we go. But so keep those coming in. What are you sports happy about right now? 877-881-1053. What I'm sports happy about right now, I feel like I've shared this sentiment a few times, but it's really going to stick with me, especially if he plays good for us. I'm happy that Jake Berger is a Texas Ranger.
Oh my God, yes.
Because one, he's just a dude. Like, you know, I love when you get dudes on the team that you're just like, he's just like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love relatable athletes. I really, really do. Especially as a younger guy myself, I'm like, his last name's Berger. How can you not love the guy? My dad doesn't even really watch sports. And I was like, whenever the trade happened, I was like, Dad, they just traded for your favorite player. And he was like, no, Nolan Ryan doesn't play anymore.
Facts.
I'm like, your new favorite player. His name is Berger. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And he hits bombs. And two, the whole story with his daughter Penelope and wearing her hospital band and everything. That's just awesome. Like, it's impossible to not root for this team because of what they did in 2023.
While we were there, Alec, the whole team autographed a blanket for Penelope. It said
that's
her name
awesome.
On it and everything. And as we were kind of discussing, that's kind of difficult to write on that blanket like that, but everybody was in on it. And then Alec, you saw yesterday, he made two amazing plays running, sprinting down the first baseline to go catch pop-ups. So dude can play some defense too. Let's go.
He's a ball player, man. And I'm so happy that he's on the Texas Rangers. Him and Jock Peterson are going to be like my motivating factors every single day. Anytime I have trouble getting out of bed, I'm just going to remember Jake Berger and Jock Peterson exist in this same timeline. Not only do they exist in this same timeline, they exist on the same team, my team. You can listen to them right here on The Fan. Excited for that. This Cheeto is insane.
I want to know about this.
So, Kevin, you very well know that there's a huge market for Pokemon and Pokemon cards specifically. They fetch tons of money after hitting auctions in the open market. If you want to keep it wrestling, Logan Paul back in 2022 got the Illustrator Pikachu. That became the most expensive Pokemon card ever sold for cash. $4 million in cash he paid for that card. Well, I introduce you to Cheetozard, the name given to a flaming hot Cheeto that bears a stupidly striking resemblance to Charizard.
Look it up.
Cheetos are.
It's a Flamin' Hot Cheeto too.
It's a Flamin' Hot Cheeto that ended up selling.
What the? Oh my God!
Isn't it?
It looks exactly like dollars.
Charizard, 80 yes. grand.
And it sold for over $80,000 after the buyer's premium.
Dude, does look like him though.
The bidding opened up at just $250. This ends up selling after the premium for $87,840.
Too much.
Just because it's a Cheeto that looks like Charizard, and they got a custom little slab made for it.
That was a nice touch, and that Cheeto does look remarkably like Charizard.
It looks exactly like Charizard. I'll go retweet the picture at Alec on the Radio if you want to see it and find it quick.
Cheetozard.
But this is an $87,000 Cheeto, and I love it.
Can you imagine if you almost ate it, and you were like, hold on a minute.
You were literally about to break it in half, and you're like, hold on.
Wow.
This looks familiar.
This could be worth a couple dollars.
So, that's my PSA for the day. If you're going to eat Cheetos, investigate every one before you eat them.
Okay. Man, Cheetos are... I didn't know I needed that.
I love
that
Cheetos,
in
too.
My life, but here we are.
So good.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for some Gridiron Gravy. Do you want this Cowboys player to stay or go next on the Fan?
Snap is back. Daniels is chased by Overshown. Throws the ball out. That's intercepted. That ball is picked off only his fourth of the year.
Chauncey Golston.
Golston that IV back from the dead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. And if in case you missed the big Cowboys news of the day, the extension with Oso Digizua is done. No need for the franchise tag. 4 years, $80 million total with $58 million guaranteed. And in case people have missed it, Corey, you like this move, right?
I like keeping the player.
Yeah.
Once you said you like the contract, I said, okay, yeah. then that's good because Kevin hates every contract the Cowboys signed.
That's for sure.
And so when he said he liked this one, like that's where things turn for you. So if you're out there and you're like, no, this is just the Cowboys overvaluing. Maybe did they overvalue?
Probably.
But this is a very reasonable deal for a player that is going to do very well in this defense.
And they overvalued less than I thought they were. When they talked about the franchise tag, maybe they set my expectations too low. When they're like, we might franchise tag him at 25-1. And I was like, I don't like that. And now they're like, hey, we're getting him $20 million per year. Okay, I like that a lot better. Now, got another question for you about a defensive lineman. Do you want to keep Chauncey Golston? Now, this is somebody who, to me, really stood out in training camp. He had the best year of his career. Still, I don't know where you think that fits him in the hierarchy, but Spotrac has him getting a 3-year, $22 million deal. So we're talking about 7.3 a year. This is a huge jump from the last year of his rookie deal, which was 1.6. So do you value him at that, or do you say thank you for your service and move on down the road?
He had never had more than 2 sacks until last year. That being said, he also never had very many opportunities.
That's true.
He just wasn't on the field very much at all until last year. And in that year, Kevin, he did have an interception for 18 yards.
Hey,
so
we played it.
I like the player. $7 million seems a little expensive for me, considering I don't know what his role would be. If I know that his role is going to be, you know, he's going to get 48% of the snaps.
Which we don't.
Then I'd be all over it. But again, this is going to be Eberflus. If he's like, no, I've been watching this guy. I think he's perfect for my defense. Do it. Otherwise, have a good one, man. It's been fun.
Okay.
I mean, again, 26 years old, size is fantastic. Like, this dude can play. I'm just not sure what his role is going to be with this defense.
See on down the road, Chauncey. Now, Kamonte Turpin might move on down the road as well. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Cowboys put a second round tender on him, which means that comes with a salary of $5.346 million. And it would require another team who wants to snag Turpin to give a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, would you rather have Kamonte Turpin or the second round pick?
The second round pick.
Ooh.
He is... If you are a team that you're like, and then we just need to upgrade our we just need to upgrade our special teams a little bit. He's going to be great for you. As a special teams player, he's electric. As a second wide receiver, there was a lot to be done there. And I don't think he's going to flourish into any more than a third, maybe a gadget guy.
Yeah.
That being said, the Cowboys didn't use him right. Like, they were like, hey, let's send this guy down the sideline on a 60-yard go. That wasn't him. You want him on a slant where he gets some space and takes advantage of it, because once he gets the space, he's gone. Cowboys didn't do that very well. I think they saw it late in the year, but I wonder if Schottenheimer's variant, I got to have that guy back out there, and I'm going to use him a lot more. Mike McCarthy seemed to be one of those guys that, like, he just didn't trust a lot of things. He didn't trust, like, if you haven't been with the team and you didn't go through camp, I don't trust that you can do these things. And I'm wondering if Schottenheimer's more like, no, I know what the guy is capable of. I'm going to start using him in more of these options. That was always the complaint with Turpin, was why don't they use him more doing these things?
Yeah.
And they never found a way to do it.
Now, the Eagles have gone ahead and cut another defensive back from the team. Yesterday it was Darius Slay. Today, James Bradberry, per Over the Cap, that will save them about $2.1 million this season on their salary cap, but then will cost them even more in 2026 against their salary cap. But as we've talked about with the Eagles very many times, that's a next year problem. We'll deal with it later.
Slay's 33, Bradberry's 31. He had one interception. Slay had zero this year. Injuries were problems.
True.
Like that. This is also, it looks like, again, the Eagles saying, we got younger and better. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, we got younger and better.
Oh,
we appreciate your service, and we'll move on from you. So, and James Bradberry, I always thought he was kind of a bum.
Okay.
After that one time that Amari Cooper, like, juked him without even moving, remember he was standing there and he just fell over on his butt.
Now,
Amari Cooper literally, he was standing there and he was like, are you okay? And he was like, oh, crap.
His lack of killer instinct right there. You got to just go.
Just got to go.
All right. The franchise tag deadline is at 3 p.m. Central today. The Adam Schefter saying that the Vikings are unlikely to use the franchise tag on Sam Darnold, which actually makes a lot of sense, because I don't feel like you just bring him back for the 1 year and you tell McCarthy to just wait another year. I feel like you either say, hey, McCarthy, you're going to be sitting on the bench for a while, or we're going to trade you because Sam Darnold's our guy. Or they're just going to move on and be like, hey, thanks for helping us out most of the season.
I was listening this morning to Bobby Belt, and somebody on ESPN had a bunch of bold moves.
Oh.
And one of their bold moves was to trade J.J. McCarthy, the younger, cheaper quarterback, so that you could sign Sam Darnold. Would you trade J.J. McCarthy, a guy who's unproven, you're probably not going to get much for, and his money, like, is very good for your salary cap.
Look, I would not.
I think you saw the best version of Sam Darnold you're going to see last year.
Just because, and then he absolutely got smoked in the games that you really needed him. So, No, I'm not going to give him $40-plus million. All right, how do you get thrown out at a rugby match?
Dropping your pants in front of everybody, I think, would be one way.
You know, that's true. To be fair, I do not believe that's what Tyler Manoa did. Now, the defensive tackle was invited to do the ceremonial Viking horn before Saturday night's National Rugby League game. Hey, that's great. He has Polynesian heritage. They're like, oh, you'd be fantastic for this. Like, let's give it a shot. So he blew the horn. Things went well. Yay, yay, yay. But Manoa allegedly damaged property inside a restroom in the corporate area of the stadium.
Oh, no.
That's the fancy part. Do you think he took down a fancy piece of art in the crapper?
like at Bucky's when you go to the bathroom and they have some really cool cow just sitting there hanging over you?
And I'm not saying that artwork is bad. I'm just curious who impulse buys the $350 Nolan Ryan mural off the wall when they're like, I'm going to get beaver nuggets and go into a clean bathroom. I need this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've never seen anybody. I've never been to a Bucky's and seen somebody walking out with one of those art pieces.
Would you stop and talk to them and be like, hey, I don't know you, but can I ask you just a couple of quick questions?
I feel like when Bucky's, I know some people, they're just like, hey, it's around the corner from me, so I'm going there. A lot of people do make it a destination for like a half day or whatever. But I do feel like Bucky's is a travel stop. Like you're on the road, you're traveling somewhere. So if I'm going to get one of those paintings, I'm not getting it on the way to the beach.
Right.
On the way back from South Padre or Corpus, I'm picking one of those things up off the wall and saying, now I can take it directly home. Otherwise, it might get messed up in the beach house.
Look, there's so many of them. They must sell them because there's so many of them. They're across all of the walls.
It's like in Severance. They just have that little... I'm watching way too much Severance right
now. I understand. But the whole point of the story was that this Raiders player damaged the corporate bathroom. And that's just not going to work. Rugby game or no. Let's go from that to Khalil Shakir. Now, we talked last week about the fact that he signed a $60 million extension. But you know what he's not going to use that money on? Getting a new car, because he has a 2021 trusty Subaru that he says people on the team make fun of him about.
Is it an Outback?
I'm not sure what kind of Subaru it is. That's a good question.
All right.
And Curtis Samuel's like, hey, congrats. Now you can get yourself another car. And he's like, I like my car.
He's Alpha
Boris.
My car
works just fine.
He's Alpha Boris all over again.
Yes.
He changed his own oil in his Toyota Celica or whatever
it
was.
1991.
Yeah, he's like, I got this. It still runs. Why would I ever move on from it?
But this is a smart play. By the way, do you know how much Alfred Morris paid for that car?
$1,200.
$2.
What? Is that what you have to pay for a gift or something?
Ooh,
I don't know how that works.
That I'm not sure. Mm. But he paid $2 back in the day for that 1991. It was a Mazda, 1991 Mazda. So
impressive.
Yeah, good for Shakir for saving his money. Do you care that Will Campbell's arms are short?
I do.
Okay. How much does that drop him on your board? Because his arm length is measured at 32 5⅛ inches. And that is shorter from what some people consider like the minimum you want from your offensive line.
He has some dominant tape at tackle.
He does.
A lot of people are like, move him inside because of this fear is why they're like, hey, move him to guard. And you're like, but he actually has really good tape here. I do at tackle for the dumb reason that if you're reaching, if you have shorter arms. You're just going to reach a little more. You're going to lunge a little more at some things because guys can see that. I think the tape shows that he's still physically very good at what he does. But I have heard a lot of other people that I trust saying, hey, I just don't get it with this guy. So I'm interested in that.
So he responded, it almost feels like directly to those people. Obviously, I don't have stereotypical offensive tackle arms. I'm aware of that. People have to nitpick. I've heard it all my career. When I came out of high school, college coaches said the same thing. I proved them wrong. I anticipate doing it again.
Did you see the Duke Manyweather video where he's standing in front of all the guys he's training? They're all at a table.
Oh, no.
He's one of them. Will Campbell's one of them. And he even said, he's going around to each one of them at the table and saying, you, they say this about you. We're going to show them. They said this about Will Campbell, short arms. We're going to show them. So like the combine was the chance.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next with even more injury news for the Dallas Mavericks today. We asked the question, is this the most disappointing regular season of your lifetime? Next, right here on The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear.
getting married, don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.